Indigenous power versus surrogate power. Quote, "The principles on which we engaged, of which the charter of our independence is the record, were sanctioned by the laws of our being, and we but obeyed them in pursuing undeviatingly the course they called for." Thomas Jefferson. Understanding the nature of power is the key to understanding all relationships between humans and their institutions. To understand this, it is necessary to understand what Jefferson called the laws of our being. All humans are created with unique characteristics. All have free will. All have the capacity to grow and evolve and appreciate the nature of their being. The founders saw the reality of the unique nature of humanity as self-evident. In other words, it is just plain common sense to conclude that we are different from all other inhabitants of the planet because we have free will and the ability to manifest thoughts into concrete form through action. Since each individual human has this power, it follows that the only true source of power is the individual. Since power originates and occurs naturally within each individual, it is called indigenous power. The other type of power is that which human beings delegate to others, which could be called surrogate power. When two individuals form a business entity together, they have created a surrogate. If understood properly and supervised equally by both, the structure they have created can be useful. However, if one of the parties assumes the rights of the other, the surrogate entity will become corrupt. Most parents delegate the power to educate their children to surrogates. That is fine if the education received reflects the values and desires of the parents. Problems will arise, however, if that power is used to undermine the indigenous power that exists between parents and their children. A government is a surrogate. The only power it has is that which has been delegated to it by the individuals who created it. As long as it does not usurp indigenous power, and as long as it respects the indigenous power which created it, then it can be very useful. However, as soon as a government or any surrogate assumes the rights of indigenous power, it has become corrupt. This corruption will always be accompanied by force, intimidation, dishonesty, and other forms of coercion. Surrogates can be effective only when they openly acknowledge the true source of their power. If coercion and fraud are being used to give the impression that the surrogate has real power, this is when indigenous power must reassert itself, or the oppression, deception, and tyranny will only continue to grow. When this kind of oppression occurs, nothing is more effective than a declaration of the sovereign rights held by those with indigenous power. This is exactly what the founders of our nation did in 1776. Such a declaration of sovereignty is what will naturally happen when any individual or group of individuals acknowledges the indigenous power established by the Creator. Surrogate power may fight back, but it can never win once indigenous power is clearly declared, because surrogate power, in reality, has no true power of its own. Surrogate activities, duties, and limitations are usually laid out in a written agreement. These types of agreements can be in the form of contracts, partnership agreements, corporate charters, constitutions, labor union agreements, or any other kind of agreement between the individuals who are creating the specific surrogate and those who will be managing that surrogate. In the 1700s, the leaders of the American freedom movement knew they had to reclaim their indigenous power. They also knew they had to declare in a clearly written document their authority to create their own government. That is what they did in the opening paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. Quote, "When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation." End quote. These were highly educated individuals who were well aware that if separation from the most powerful nation on earth was successful, the world would never be the same. They had a very clear understanding of indigenous power and surrogate power. The declaration that they created, which is one of the most powerful spiritual political documents in the history of the human race, clearly states who has the power and who does not. Quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is a right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness." End quote. Understanding the difference between surrogate power and indigenous power is the key to liberation from any surrogate that is out of control. Surrogates can use force and deception to create the illusion that they have power. However, the only true source of power is the individual. A declaration of indigenous power is the first step to recapturing the power that has been usurped by any surrogate. That is what happened with the American colonists, it is what happened with Gandhi and the people of India, and it is what happened more recently with Eastern Europe and the Soviet Union. One thing the founders understood very clearly is that it is much easier for a government to usurp the indigenous power of the people if it is physically far away from them. Therefore, it is best to have more severe limitations on the government entities that are farther away from the people. That is why state governments have constitutions that limit their power. But the national constitution places much more stringent controls and limitations on the federal government, which is even farther removed from the people. The founders created a constitutional republic, not a democracy. They knew that it was way too easy for the majority in a pure democracy to violate the natural rights of the individual. As Jefferson stated, quote, "A democracy is nothing more than mob rule, where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49, end quote. Their intention was to do everything possible to put into place a form of government that was unable to usurp indigenous power from the people. The only way to keep government from usurping indigenous power is to structure it from the bottom up.